Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched Winona Earp Season 1, Episode 12, House of Memories. The plot is thickening.
I can't handle it. I would like to say that I did not like Willa.
You did express lots of things during this episode to which Eric and I said nothing.
Yeah, they were very quiet while I was very railing quiet. Against her.
I have no words for this.
No opinion.
It was like, I remember falling for it a lot more than you did, Kirsten.
I'm a very untrusting person, evidently.
I guess. You are also very quick on the uptake when it comes to what would be the perfect, most worst thing possible to happen in this moment. And yes, you screamed, Doc! Just like a split second before Winona and Dolls parted from their kiss to reveal, sure enough, Doc.
Well, I believe she was also parting her hands to indicate that Doc would be standing right there behind them.
I saw
them.
His blurry hat before he appeared.
Wow. Okay, so an awful lot happened in this episode. We had... first of all, we thought that perhaps something untoward had happened to Doc because we saw the burned out car. Then it turned out something had. He was... captured by the twin brother of the fellow that Winona tortured with a fish hook in an earlier episode.
Oh, that's who she... Okay, yeah, yep. I remember him.
Yep. And yeah, only was able to extricate himself at the last minute because he's very clever and very brave, I guess, for letting that...
Yeah, Big Bubba.
Throw knives at him?
Big Bubba. Oh. I said, though, I was like, it's all part of his plan.
You did call
You're
that.
Trying
you
to get the knife. He's trying to get the knife into his spot. I was like, when it was under his arm, going, well, it's not going to work there. But it did eventually work.
That's true.
It helped him escape.
Mm-hmm. One of the best moments of this episode, too, was after he escaped and had, you know, thrown the knife through the back of the gentleman's head and it came out his mouth as he's walking up. And I lied. It's all in the wrist. And he does this motion with his hand that is maybe the sexiest thing he has done in the show yet.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that. It's all in the like that. The way that he moved his hand there. Just
I
that
think
spoke
we may
to me.
Need to go back and watch that again.
If there's not already a gif of that out there somewhere.
We will
someone
make
somebody please make it and send right. it to Erica
for my own viewing pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all on the
seeing
wrist.
The men in their black tie was also for our viewing pleasure, I must say.
Yep.
Well, and the outfits, the dresses, the you know.
Yes, I'm going to go around. I want everybody to tell me what was your favorite dress, Kirsten? Go.
Oh, Officer Hot, hands down.
Okay.
I'm going to say I have a mantra, red is best. I thought Winona's was
It was
gorgeous.
Very Winona. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love when she walked in the room and again they have like this sea of black tuxes and she walks in with the red and just contrasts so great.
Parts the sea of black. I'm going to say Waverly.
Ooh.
Yeah, Officer Hot was very close because I love the color gradient, how it sort of swooshes around and it's lighter at the bottom and darker at the top, but I really, really liked the contrast of the tightness and the beading at the top and the ruffles.
Foaminess.
It's a very detailed
It's not a dress that I would want to wear myself. I would probably pick either one of the other two first, but just to stare at, that's the one. Yep, for sure.
Also, Bobo's gloves.
Yeah, it's and like, wow. Basically, Bobo comes up to me wearing those gloves, I would follow him and take him out of Ghost River. I'm like, those gloves were so amazing and good and so terrible at the same time.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was like, I feel like I had pants like that from like from Hot Topic when I was in college that he just repurposed them as like, you know, elbow length gloves.
Well, something. And we kind of, you know, you knew we were talking about like, what is Bobo going to wear to black tie? We know that Doc's going to be in there, black tie in his hat.
Looking dashing as
Doll
ever.
Doll's going to look hot because, you know, Doll in the tux.
He had a very 007 feel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when Bobo came in, we all just laughed. Because that, even the jacket. Yeah. Of course, it's still got fur on it.
Yes.
And I didn't, necessarily expect it, mostly because I didn't think of it. But had I thought about it, I probably would have expected Champ to be wearing the t-shirt tux.
Oh, yeah.
That's
classic.
True. When you pointed that out in that, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Champ.
I was also secretly cheering him on drinking the champagne. Like, keep drinking the champagne. Keep drinking it. Just keep drinking it because you are a terrible human being.
Right? That really, he really dug his own grave in this episode.
Yeah. I like the fact that he's called out as a raging homophobe. Yes. Like they didn't let that slide. Well, not that it would have been sliding. Like it was clear that he's the jerk face and is saying bad things, but that even within the context of the show, he gets called on it because he should, because that's a terrible thing.
Well, mm-hmm. Nedley's calm and
yeah.
Well, that's just their private business then, you know, like just leave it, Champ.
And
leave
then
it.
Nicole like elbows him in the chop.
Yeah.
And handcuffs him. Mm-hmm. And he's dying.
Yep. Yeah. Waverly's reaction to that was like, it was torn between this is a horrible situation and that's really hot.
Right.
Because, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, both of those things are equally true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But Waverly is, you know, she kind of brought them to this point because she's so friggin' smart. She's the one that figured out the Swan Reservoir.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So she was able to lead Willa there, and that's where she got her memories back, because that was apparently where they were taken away by Constance Clouty.
Yeah.
Good old Stone Witch.
Mm-hmm. So, like, it's coming together now. We know that that Willa is the lead, mm-hmm. and Constance freed her from Bobo, or I don't know if freed is the right word, because she seemed pretty happy to see him.
Yeah, it's a little Stockholm syndrome-y for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she erases her memories, she wanders off, gets captured by
a cult.
A cult, yep. A hippie cult that uses coconut oil for
everything. I was like, I'm judging you hard right now.
For right?
Coconut oil, it is not the cure for everything.
No, it's delicious.
Yeah, I cook with it all the time.
Yeah, I eat...
Put it on our popcorn.
I eat a ton of coconut oil, but I do not slather it on my wounds.
Nor
I'll
I.
Just say that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try. No, I'm totally not going to try that. No. So it's Waverly that helps her get her memories back. And also we get a little bit of information somewhat from the letter. We don't get it like read to us, but we know it was written to Robert Svein, who is a close friend of
Wyatt.
Yep. And it explains that the heir needs to walk across the boundary with Bobo, or with the Revenants, willingly on the solstice, which is the very next day.
Yes. And at the end of the episode, mm-hmm. Willa calls Bobo Robert.
Which does kind of make sense, because you think a little kid mm-hmm. calling Robert Bobo. Oh, it just seems like it could be one of those kid names.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Bob is the usual, you know, shortening of Robert. And then Bob to Bobo. Mm. All kinds of creepy. Just all kinds.
Right. And we still don't know. Oh, you guys know. I still don't know what the deal with the little green crystals is.
Yeah.
Because they appeared the episode before and we didn't talk about them. Mm-hmm. But then when Bobo was being super extra with his beer and the straw and the grooming and the...
He's like fondling crystals.
Yeah, he was like, holding on to them again.
Mm-hmm. He's just being a master villain in that movie.
Right. Yes. Except I'm sorry, like leaning forward to drink beer out of a straw does not strike me as particularly badass.
Nope. But he's layered.
He makes it work though. Like he's kind of mm-hmm. awesome when he does it.
Yeah, it's sort of like he is that cool and that badass of a villain that he's confident. It's like you know, back in the 90s when people would say, oh, you know, a man who wears a pink shirt must be very confident in his masculinity. Like he's confident in his badassery, so he'll drink his beer through a straw. Also the fact that he has a lackey like sidling up to him to feed him the beer from a straw does help offset
that. I did enjoy
that
part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's just a power move.
All the while somebody is being tortured to death or killing herself or something right in front of them. Like there's these screams kind of in the background and the judge is just like, make it stop.
Yeah, the grossness is getting worse.
Right?
It is.
I feel.
Yeah, that poor fellow in the glass cage.
Oh, yeah. Who stabbed himself to death?
Again and again and again.
And also the judge blew his own brains out.
Well, and they kind of show it mostly. And,
yeah.
And splatters blood, gore everywhere.
All over the goblets. Goblets, yeah. Just like the ones that we were drinking blue liquid out of earlier tonight.
Yes.
Cheers, everybody.
I am excited, though, that now champagne is a Winona-themed drink that we can drink whenever we want.
Although, do we really want to? Then again, you were eating Twizzlers earlier tonight, which was the preferred food of a vivisecting yes, a vivisecting wannabe doctor.
I will bring it, and I swear that I will not put any poison in the champagne.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's very kind of
Thank you.
Thanks.
I feel like I recognize those champagne flutes as being like ones I've seen either in like my family's homes or something. It was very, it seemed very familiar to me, which was
crystal.
Weird.
They are.
Yeah, like the crystal. Yeah.
The style.
Mm-hmm. And they kept busting them. All those.
I'm afraid I don't have any glasses just like that, but.
That's okay.
I think I may only actually own two champagne flutes, to be honest. It's not a thing that we get that often, so.
I have several types and several kinds.
And if we're going to add liquor, I mean, Winona drinks a lot of tequila.
It's true.
I'm putting that out there because I'm more of a tequila girl than a champagne girl.
This is going to turn into drunk herb.
She mentioned bourbon. We've also seen her drink whiskey. So we have so many options.
Bubblegum, sake, anyone?
Ugh, no.
Yeah, delicious.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
We'll just have like one drunk episode.
Sure.
Just be her season ending.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, the other scene that was interesting and terrifying was when Peacemaker didn't work for Winona.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beating up on the bikers, and the biker army guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it fizzles. So
when
that
I think
sucks.
We saw both Winona and Waverly go through a bit of crisis of, you know, again... Thanks, Willa. Waverly kind of facing up to being left out again and confronting Willa on her being
the worst sister ever.
Yeah, yeah. Like making her walk across some high thing. And then, Winona is now facing up like maybe there's not two heirs. Maybe it's just.
She's just a girl.
And Dolls is just like the you're not just anything. You never have been. I need you no matter what. So like
he was really charming,
and she full on kisses him. It wasn't him going in for a kiss.
No, unfortunately, true.
Mm-hmm. So it was.
I think at one point I did say, "I'm liking Dolls more, but I do not ship them." Yes. And then that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she did gasp, not in a good way.
Yep, yep. I could feel the pain radiating off of that side of the couch. Like no, and then of course Doc appears, and he's just. So Doc about
totally
just still a charming gentleman. He and then of course as soon as he realizes what's going on with the champagne, he smells the peaches. The first thing he does is ask Winona specifically, did you drink any of this champagne, because that's who he cares about.
But he could have gone all uber masculine and started picking a fight or arguing or punching, but no, he just keeps his shit together.
Yep.
And lets Winona make her choices.
Mm-hmm. She's a grown up.
It's, in my opinion, still the wrong one. But I could be swayed. I mean, he's quite handsome. That doll.
It is true. Yep.
Maybe I just need both of them to woo me for a while and then I can decide.
Maybe he needs to wear a hat. Maybe that would change it for me.
I'm trying to picture it.
And I feel like he could maybe wear like a baseball cap.
Yeah,
I
was thinking that
with his civilian clothes, but I don't know if he can pull off a dog hat. And I really like the dog hat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I would be happy to see him try.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yep.
More hats, I say.
Always more hats. Here, here.
Yep. All more hats and more patent leather gloves.
Oh God,
on dudes.
I don't know. I don't know if we can handle more than that.
Yeah, I think once was enough.
Yep. And only Bobo. Who else could pull that off?
I know, right? I didn't remember it. Mm-hmm. That just made me laugh.
Yep.
I loved it.
Yeah, like you could see yourself in those gloves. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we need to move on to the season finale. We're almost there.
Ooh.
Yep.
Are we going to make Kirsten wait for a week to watch it? Or are we going to do it right away?
Ha-ha. The phrase cruel and unusual punishment comes to mind.
Well, until next time,
lights out, bitch.